Fox News Radio expert Michael Horowitz is the former general counsel for the Office of Management and Budget for the Reagan administration, and also a senior fellow and the director of the Hudson Institute Project for Civil Justice Reform and Project for International Religious Liberty. Mr. Horowitz, how are you this morning?
Just fine.
Well, when I think of super committee, as I was telling someone else earlier this morning, I think about a girlfriend that I had that I just couldn't get any. I just couldn't find common ground with, so I went my separate ways, and it looked like the super committee did the same thing.
Well, I think the super committee was set up to fail. Some of the appointments that were made, and I must say, especially the Democratic appointments that Nancy Pelosi made, is simply guaranteed that this was going to be political, that each side had to take, that there would be gridlock here. And so I think it was baked in the pie as soon as I saw the people who were put on that committee. And that's the sad part. There's a ray of hope, And the ray of hope comes from two remarkable United States senators, both senior members of Congress, both respected by their colleagues, Dick Durbin of Illinois and Tom Coburn of Ohio, a liberal and a conservative. Both served on the Bowles-Simpson Commission, and both faced the angry mobs inside of their parties and came up with a sensible solution. Not everything they believe I agree with. I wish it would have been otherwise. As a Republican, I wish there were more Republicans in Congress so that we could have had far less in the way of taxes and less in the way of defense cuts. But it's a sensible solution that stops us from becoming Greece. And what I have urged both Senator Coburn and Senator Durbin and their staffs is that instead of sort of vaguely calling on the commission to do the right thing, they should prepare an actual bill and present it to that committee for an up-down vote. The committee itself can't provide leadership. It needs leadership. And there are two guys who have provided that leadership quite courageously from across the aisle. There's not much in the way of bipartisanship that exists in Congress today, but these two leaders have provided it. And I think, and I will urge them, and I hope others will urge them, to come up with their bill that summarizes all the things in this Simpson-Bowles Commission, in what used to be called the Gang of Six, that both Coburn and Durbin were the leaders of, and let them come up with a bill and make members of Congress vote up or down. I think if they do it, there will be broad support for it, and I think a majority of Congress will vote up rather than down, and I think we won't be going down the road of Greece, which is the great tragedy we need to avoid for ourselves, and most of all for our children.
Mr. Horowitz, we were most interested in Dave Camp and Fred Upton, both Michiganders. Mm-hmm. Were they in a position to make positive contributions to this super committee?
Absolutely. Freddie is an old colleague of mine. We both worked for Dave Stockman in the Office of Management and Budget during the Reagan administration. And Fred's just a straight arrow and a good man. And Dave Camp, the same. The problem is, they'd be bidding against themselves if they really came up with a proposal that might include some unwanted taxes in exchange for real cuts. They'd get chopped off at the pass, and there was a trial balloon. Senator Pat Toomey is one of the members of that committee, and he's probably the most conservative one of all. And he just proposed significant tax increases, that broadened the base, that did away with lots of deductions and lots of tax giveaways, that would have raised a lot of money. Senator Durbin, a good Democrat, called what Senator Toomey did a brave breakthrough. What was the response of the Democrats on the committee, particularly the Democratic members of the House that Nancy Pelosi appointed? No good. Not enough. So they're sitting back, the Democrats are sitting back, not making any proposals themselves, waiting for the Republicans to make proposals, and creating problems within the Republican Party, and then going to people saying, look, these Republicans want to cut your benefits and keep the rich, allow the rich to get richer. So in that political environment, once Senator Toomey's proposal met with no response except criticism, both Upton and Camp, who are good men, would have been silly to make any further proposals.
Mr. Horowitz, I have a question for you. In the calls and emails that we get here, there are frustrations from folks because it seems like they're frustrated with the Democrats because the Democrats want to keep paying for programs that at this point in time we can't afford. And then the Republican, the folks who have problems with the Republicans say that there are too many ways that you can get out of paying certain taxes, and that when you have a budget crisis like this, everyone needs to clamp down. We're going to have cuts. We're all going to have to sacrifice. But it still seems, especially from the Democratic end, that they don't get that. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. But that's why I want to go back to what I first said. Somehow buried in all this mud is a pearl. And the pearl is Senator Coburn and Senator Durbin. They were members of a commission that heard the kind of complaints that your listeners have rightly been making. And they said, Senator Durbin, I don't care how angry Senator Reid gets at me. Said Senator Coburn, I don't care how angry Grover Norquist gets at me. We're going to come up with, and I think the ratio was something like $3 in cuts in spending and $1 in increases in taxes, particularly by doing away with loopholes of every kind. That's a formula that nobody will like, but it's a formula that really needs to be done. And so it's not everybody who's playing politics on this. There are two men who have bravely been listening, and all I'm hoping is that they will step up and provide even more leadership, and not just talk. They ought to sit there. We ought to lock them in a room for the sake of America, these two leaders, and tell them you're not getting out until you come up with an actual bill that you present to this committee, you present to Congress, and let's have an up or down vote on what these two senators, one of the most liberal members of Congress, one of the most conservative members of Congress, have basically agreed is necessary for the sake of this country.
Michael Horowitz is a Fox News Radio expert. He's the former general counsel of the Office of Management and Budget for the Reagan administration. Thanks so much, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.